Even among lovers of great singing, Ruby Elzy is not a household name. But classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says she was not only a wonderful singer, but a figure of historic importance. A new biography of her and a collection of her rare recordings now document her considerable achievement.
The story of Ruby Elzy is a powerful example of how talent can overcome seemingly insurmountable odds. One of four children, she was born, her biographer David Weaver tells us, in abject poverty in a small town in Mississippi. Her father abandoned the family when Ruby was five, but she could sing. A visiting professor, astounded by her voice, helped her get into college. Then she got a fellowship to Juilliard. In 1933, she appeared opposite Paul Robeson in the movie version of Eugene O'Neill's The Emperor Jones. When George Gershwin heard her sing, he cast her in the major role of Serena in his new opera, Porgy and Bess. She made her Broadway debut in this role in 1935 at the age of 27 and sang the part more than 800 times on Broadway and on tour. Her future success was all but guaranteed. She had an extraordinary soprano voice, both pure and searing. She was good-looking, and she could act. Serena is the woman whose husband is murdered by the villain Crown, and Elzy's rendition of My Man's Gone Now electrified the audience. She never made a commercial recording of it, but three of her performances have survived, two of them from radio broadcasts. Before Porgy opened, Gershwin took five of the leading players into a recording studio to conduct parts of the opera with an orchestra. On this rehearsal recording made on August 19, 1935, here's Gershwin himself introducing and conducting Ruby Elzy in My Man's Gone Now.
Now we have a song by Miss Ruby Elzy in the second act, scene one, called My Man Is Gone Now. Sorry, it's in scene two, act one.
All three of Elzy's surviving performances of My Man's Gone Now are on a remarkable new disc compiled by David Weaver that includes all 20 of her known recordings, the majority of which are spirituals.
Don't know where to roam.
In 1941, Ruby Elsie appeared in another film, Birth of the Blues, with Bing Crosby and Mary Martin. She had already made her recital debut at New York's Town Hall and been invited by Eleanor Roosevelt to sing at the White House. Her repertoire also included art songs and arias, the most ambitious of which is probably Elsa's Dream from Wagner's opera Lohengrin. This stunning performance is from 1937. In the 1930s and 40s, it would have been impossible for an African-American singer, however extraordinary, to sing Wagner's lily-white heroine in a fully staged opera production. But in 1943, Elsie was preparing the role of Verdi's Ethiopian princess, Aida, when she had to have surgery. It was supposed to be a relatively minor operation, but she died in a Detroit hospital at the age of 35. Since her death, she's been largely overlooked, except for Gershwin mavens. But thanks to her biographer turned record producer, David Weaver, no one who hears this recording could possibly forget her.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts Boston. He reviewed the new CD, Ruby Elsie in Song, Rare Recordings 1935 to 1942, on the Cambria label.